Well, there's a number of reasons for deciding to file an IPR. Many of them have been touched on from just a mechanical, what I call a mechanical perspective. You really have to start with the strength of the patent that is at issue. And, of course, what's your prior art look like? Now, we're going to find prior art that's relevant to every patent that you have or that you may be challenging. The bigger challenge that I find with respect to the prior art is picking your best prior art. And at the IPR stage, you really need to put your best foot forward. And I find that to be the challenge from the prior art perspective. Another challenge is how many claims are at issue. When you're deciding what patent or what claims to challenge, you have to look at the accused products, but you also have to look at the products that you that could be accused or products that will be coming out later on, and you have to pick your claims to challenge. David and I have had some issues with that in the past. Another mechanical aspect of this decision, I think, is, you know, how strong is your non-infringement position? If you've got a really good one, do you really want to go through this, the expense and the effort and at some level, the risk associated with it? That's something to consider. And as the last panel touched on, is there an opportunity to, I'll say, enhance your prosecution history or enhance the record to better your position in litigation? So those are a lot of the mechanical factors. There's obviously the what I would call the quasi-judicial factors. You know, you do have an expert panel, which is really nice, and they do a very thorough job from my experience.